become a master of minds, why do we defer to authorities? The answer to all these why do we questions is the same. We'll call this X, as in, why do we do X? The simple answer to any why do we do X question is, once upon a time, there were two kinds of people. One group did X, one group didn't. The group who did X made more copies of themselves for whatever reason. This is the bare bones basics of evolution driven by natural selection. So, why do we seem to automatically turn off our brains and defer to authority figures? Because this was, once upon a time, a very useful trait that helped us to survive. So what is it about authority that has a kind of trance-like effect on our brains? The person in authority speaks, and everybody goes into a kind of, yes, master, mindset. This is fantastic when the dude in charge knows how to get it done, how to strategize to kill big animals, to tell the tribe calming stories in the cave at night, when everybody is hungry and petrified, to tell uplifting motivational stories to a group of kids who are going out on their first hunt. The ancient dudes who could leverage this authority trait would produce better results. The ancient dudes who could be obedient to this trait would produce better results. Better results from hunting, better results from gathering, better results from staying away from the dangerous places, better results from the utterly necessary give and take teamwork required to survive. Today, like many other ancient instincts, this can mess us up, or it can produce profound results. You only need to understand this and manage this and leverage this for your own best results. This is also a very interactive collection of instincts. At any given time during your entire life, you can be both a leader and a follower. For example, consider the ancient truism. When the student is ready, the master will appear. This suggests we all have an authority potential in our brains, that we are all on a path to be ready when our own master appears, that we all have the capacity to be the master to others. But this isn't just about profound metaphysical ideas. This can be about anything. You don't need to poof into existence and drop some metaphorical wisdom to alter other people's lives. You can just see an unhappy dude and tell him a joke, give him a smile, or listen carefully and honestly to their issues, or get up on stage, whip out a few stories that trance the crap out of their brains and give them an experience they'll never forget. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.